It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, the markets are responding to the current conditions. How, with COVID and violence and everything else breaking out? David Fisher will be with us. Paul DiGiacomo of the Detectives Endowment Association will stop in on another bloody weekend on New York City. And a check of how that schooling option's going with Dr. Gina. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, I don't know about how you felt this weekend. Saw that footage of that police officer who got put in a headlock and everybody around him started cheering. That was disturbing for more reasons than just one, at least in my estimation. Welcome to a Monday. We've got a big show for you. So glad to have you with us and hopeful that you will stay with us for the full time. But as this activity keeps going, you know what the activity is I'm talking about? The starting, the pausing, the reversing, the starting up again. That is our life right now. Attempting to get on with life. Do we get to go here? Can we get our hair cut? Are we going to be able to have something to eat? What are we doing? I've got the lovely bride's birthday this week. Shh, don't tell her. I'm trying to find some place that I can just give her a nice birthday dinner. It's difficult. But this life that we have has started a new frequency in my life, a new experience. There are email surveys. Have you gotten some? If you go to a church or to a school or to a gym or to some place that is that they want to know what they can do to help you feel comfortable as they reopen. They're cautiously seeking the chance, and no one can blame them. Because in our society, at least the society that existed before COVID-19, America was the most litigious society mankind's ever seen. We'll sue people at the drop of a hat. We'll sue people for looking at us funny. We'll sue them for everything. So as we're trying to get back to regular life, it's understandable that these organizations and companies and churches and everybody else has all this anxiety over what liability they're going to experience if someone catches COVID. Especially after all of the fear that we've put into people's hearts. That's why you've got those ridiculous plastic partitions up now at the grocery store. Have you seen them? The shields, you go in, you try to pay for something, you can't even hand it to the cashier because you got to reach around the side or through the little tiny cubby hole that they've got or whatever. It's so, you know what it's like. It's why you're getting refused service if you don't have a mask on, or you yelled at if you forget your mask. While I was at the pool that our family belongs to on Saturday, I actually forgot myself. My bride was introducing me to a new friend that she had made, and I completely forgot where I was, and I shook the person's hand. And in my mind, there were bombs going off. Don't shake hands. I even ended up apologizing. And, you know, the person was very gracious. I was very thankful for their graciousness. But the surveys, have you seen them? Do you wish your child to attend a half day or rotate full days? If we resume gym activity, what size class are you comfortable with? If we return to full indoor activity for church worship, what percentage of seats do you feel comfortable being present with? 25%, 60%, 100%? I checked 100%, man. I want to be at church with all my congregation. I want to sing my heart out. I'm ready to be there. But all of these things are only focused on one thing: organizations trying to use wisdom on how to proceed. They're grasping at straws as to how to set up permissible interaction with people while staying blameless for passing any contagion. And I think it's a fruitless endeavor. I don't think they're going to find it. Organizations are going to be faced with two choices. They're going to have to fold up shop, or they're going to have to get back to business. And in between, people are going to spread germs. Some people are going to get sick, and some are probably going to die. Now, I need to point out to you that more will die of the flu and of pneumonia than of COVID-19. They have all year. China's already telling us how they're anticipating another outbreak of something new in January. So it's crazy. It's frustrating, infuriating. It's maddening. Now, take into account that we've got the other stuff going on. We've got an election year, big, high stakes. And the party that's out of power is trying to make everything they do happen to make you believe it's necessary to give it back to them. But ponder what they're doing. They're letting felons out on the street. They're emptying prisons. They're publicly allowing and even encouraging vandalism and theft and assault and rape and murder without so much as raising an eyebrow. Look at the damage being done to young people of color in neighborhoods in Chicago and in New York and other places where open warfare that at least at some point had been muted, at least here in the New York tri-state area, had been muted for quite a long time, but now it's just reignited. And look at how there's no media outcry about this. It seems hypocritical. It seems dishonest. It seems dangerous. In New York, it's unnecessary to wear a mask now if you want to protest. But if you test positive, the tracers aren't allowed to ask you if you were part of a protest or who you were with or where you went. But if your place of worship had desired to meet in similar ways, you could have been reported and your personal freedom impaired, or they could have taxed your pocketbook for such a violation. It seems inconsistent and corrupt and abusive. And all of this takes a toll on us humans. It feels heavy and discouraging. It drags our souls and our spirits into places not many of us have a lot of familiarity with, that kind of dark spot. Medical researchers have actually examined patients now in at least one major study and found that cardiomyopathy, broken heart syndrome, is on the rise. And that seems discouraging and depressing and hopeless. We've had our freedoms locked down. We've had our character attacked. We've had our homes and businesses robbed. We've seen the lawless be liberated, and we've seen the lawful be assaulted. We've felt the sadness of loss. We've felt the disillusionment of manipulation. We sense that something has changed, and we sense that things are wildly out of control. For these reasons, and probably a good many more, reminds me of a scene from Hamilton. Late in the musical, Alexander Hamilton and his wife Eliza, they've lost their son in a duel. Alexander has also paid the price because he was unfaithful to his marriage. And he's a broken man and in a broken world with a broken heart. And he sings this lyric where he says, "I take the children to the church on Sunday and make the sign of the cross at the door." And another line a little bit later, how this, quote, never used to happen before. As a family of faith, the McCulloughs have converted our Sundays to digital worship. We watch our TV now instead of going to church. And I have felt a disconnect, not from God. He's always accessible, not from Jesus who saves us or any of the other things, but from those that we come together with. To ask God to intervene in our lives and families and nation collectively. And this weekend, our church met together for the first time in 18 Sundays. We rented a big baseball open-air stadium way out in New Jersey. There was social distancing. You had to sit with a row in between your family from other families. And you couldn't sit more than a couple of chairs close to someone on any given row. They bagged the communion elements so that you carried them in with you and you didn't pass plates. And they had masks that were required when you went into the restrooms of the, quote, indoor areas of the stadium. Those who felt vulnerable were encouraged to participate at home watching the digital version. But I was very glad to see that probably more than 1,000 came out to show up. Because I personally feel that we as a nation urgently need to ask God to intervene in these frustrating, infuriating, maddening, hypocritical, dishonest, dangerous, inconsistent, corrupt, abusive, discouraging, depressing, and hopeless times that we are living through. And here's one more thing. I hold to a crucial belief. I believe that prayer will trump the protests, the violence, the crime, the COVID. I think prayer will trump it all. But we as a nation, I feel like, are coming up short a bit. And I said in my column over the weekend, this is why I'm headed back to church. And I hope America follows suit. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. We've got a lot to get to. The head of the Detectives Union here in New York City, Paul DiGiacomo, is going to be with me next. We've got a lot to talk about. Another violent and bloody weekend in the city. We'll also be joined by Dr. Gina Loudon, the human behavioralist. Schools, should they start up again in the fall? Should they not? What the president has to say about it, what the education secretary has to say about it. Dr. Gina is here to discuss. We'll check the markets as well. David Fisher checking in with us for our Money Monday. And then some final thoughts from me before we're all done. I'm Kevin McCullough. Couldn't be happier than to have you with us. It's a big, busy Monday. Keep our producer here in your prayers. Little Alex is having some treatments today, so we're flying blind. Coming right back, Kevin McCullough.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
If you're trying to get to the outbound GW bridge this afternoon, let's break down those main approaches. Northbound West Side Highway, we're going to call this heavy in pockets from 79th Street up to the GW bridge, but does shake loose significantly north of 158th Street. On the northbound FDR Drive, that's slow from the 30s to the 70s. Southbound slows from the 90s down into the 50s and bumper to bumper as you head down towards the Brooklyn Bridge, which is very slow on your way over to the Brooklyn side. Not bad, though, coming into lower Manhattan. You definitely want to head for the Williamsburg Bridge or the Manhattan Bridge instead. Cross Bronx westbound, that's slow from Westchester Avenue to the GW Bridge, and the Beacon northbound slow from the Triborough right up to the Cross Bronx Expressway. Across the Hudson River, 20 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel. That's the worst way back to New Jersey as far as the tunnels go. Citybound Holland, we're okay. Lincoln Tunnel is under a five-minute wait, and looks like the GW Bridge is holding up nicely into and out of the city, at least on the span. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. If you forget to take your dose one day, just double up the next day. It's simply fruits and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is now offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. So start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure you use the discount code. The answer.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet DVD, call 2 and 2 Choices, all outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com. Mike Gallagher defends his country.
The accusation that America's 4th of July celebration is indeed a celebration of white supremacy. That's garbage. That's nonsense. We reject slavery. We reject racism. We reject discrimination and bigotry. We reject hate.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very busy Monday, and glad to have you with us. And I'm very honored to have my next guest. He's the president of the Detectives Endowment Association, the Detectives Union for the NYPD, and he's doing a great job there. Paul DiGiacomo is his name, and he rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Paul, another violent, bloody weekend for New York, and it's becoming way too commonplace. I'm just curious your reaction after yet another surge in violence and death and shootings all this weekend.
Well, it's very disturbing to see innocent people, young children throughout the city being shot and being victimized. And, you know, it's the responsibility of the elected officials in this city to take action. And what I mean by taking action is to reform some of these irresponsible laws that were passed by government and by the city council.
Right.
And if it is not done soon, you know, people throughout the city are going to continually are going to be victims. And they are the ones that are going to suffer. We need the New York City Police Department needs a plan and needs direction. And there is none. And it's the responsibility of our elected officials to keep the people of this city safe.
Paul, the whole area woke up today to the story on the front page of a one-year-old that was shot to death in Brooklyn, part of a family cookout. Just, you know, I can just picture my own family just having a Sunday night cookout at a park in their neighborhood, trying to enjoy the warm weather, and this vehicle pulls up and unloads, and a one-year-old child ends up losing their life. This is not what we are used to hearing and reading about in New York City. Is this a direct result of the loss of the anti-crime unit? Is it a direct result of emptying Rikers? Is it a direct result of reforming the bail law and doing away with cashless bail? Where do we start here?
Well, I think it's all a contributing factor, all of the above. You know, you need the support of the elected officials. You need the support of government, and you need direction by government. And we don't have any right now. You know, their silence is deafening on the violence in this city that's happening. And the elected officials are nowhere to be found. And it's very disturbing. And it's truly their obligation to keep these people safe and give the NYPD direction. You cannot enact the laws that were acted and put into law and expect the NYPD to police the way they did in the past. And, you know, this is one of the most community-orientated police departments across the country. And they've always responded to the communities, and they have a lot of programs in place for the communities. But with community policing, you need the balance of good old-fashioned policing as well. You need a balance of community policing as well as good old-fashioned policing, because people are forgetting that there are violent people out on the streets looking to victimize the good people of this city. And the pain that these parents have to endure when these young children are getting shot is terrible. And every New York City detective feels that pain.
Yeah. Well, and I'm guessing that it's also just crushing on the morale for the NYPD. I mean, it's hard enough to go fight the good fight when you're oftentimes viewed at with suspicion from the community or otherwise, when it's not a lawless kind of frontier. But the last 7 weeks, Paul, have turned into a New York that most people don't recognize.
Well, what's happening, I think, is the elected officials are losing focus, and they're more concerned on outdoing each other. Who could put in a better bill to further tie the hands of the police? Is it going to be the governor? Is it going to be the mayor? Is it going to be the city council? And they're all trying to outdo each other at the expense of the citizens and the police of this city.
When you look at the calls for police reform, and you know, the nation kind of woke up after the George Floyd shooting, but the truth is, New York started reforming its police practices 30 years ago, and in the process have created, at least up until 7 weeks ago, the safest big city on planet Earth. How do you begin to walk back what's happened over the last 7 weeks?
Well, you know, no one agrees what happened to Mr. Floyd.
Right.
That was despicable and disgusting behavior, and it set back policing 50 years. We were heading in the right direction. Crime was down, and the police in New York City were doing an amazing job. And, you know, now they've been stopped. And, you know, it's only going to get worse. And
but I kind of feel like you guys, I kind of feel like the NYPD is paying for the sins of other police departments in other places. Like,
absolutely.
What I mean is you guys were ahead of the reform curve.
We were ahead of the curve, and we were ahead of the community policing aspect of it as well. And you know, you think that terrible act happened here in New York City, and it didn't. And ultimately, what's happening now is the criminal element is back out on the street. They're out there armed in force, and they're shooting people all over the city of New York. And, you know, I often ask myself a question. If these shootings were to take place in other neighborhoods throughout the city, would our elected officials be as quiet as they are now?
Yeah, riff on that just for a second, because it does seem like the violence is located in places that don't seem to touch the mayor's life very much.
That's correct. That's correct. And it's a shame, because a life is a life.
Well, in the going forward, you know, we've had double-digit shootings and deaths every week, I think, for the last 5 or 6 weeks. What kind of burden does that put on the detective corps for the NYPD?
Well, it's a tremendous burden. You know, they're out there doing a tremendous job investigating these shootings, investigating these homicides, and they are locking up and arresting a lot of these individuals. But again, you need the cooperation of the elected officials. You need the cooperation of the DA's offices. You need the courts to open up again to pursue these cases. And, you know, that's not happening. And until that happens, I think we're going to continue down this path, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But our detectives are out there doing their job, and they're, you know, behind every shooting victim or homicide victim, there's a mother, a father, a sister, a brother who's suffering. And there's a New York City detective investigating that case, trying to bring some closure and justice for that family.
Well, there absolutely is. And that's why I can't even imagine why, you know, when a city like Minneapolis votes by its city council to disband its police force, like, I'm thinking, well, where do the victims go to get justice at that point? I mean, yeah, if you have a bad cop, remove, extricate, punish, and do away with the bad cop. But for the sake of the welfare of everyone, it seems like a healthy police department is vital to the safety and welfare of a city.
Absolutely. And I equate it to, you know, just picture New York City. If there were no traffic lights, no stop signs, no one directing traffic, and the cars were just going wherever they wanted to go. Well, that's what's happening now with crime in New York City.
Yeah.
There's no traffic lights, there's no stop signs, and there's no direction. And every criminal in the city, it just feels emboldened, and they're doing what they want.
Yeah.
At the expense of the good citizens in this city.
President DiGiacomo, I so appreciate the work you're doing and your entire corps. Keep it up. The president of the Detectives Endowment Association, make sure that those guys that are working those cases know how much we support and appreciate them, and we appreciate you being with us today.
Well, thank you for your support, and I will send that message back to our detectives.
All
really
right.
Appreciate it.
There's Paul DiGiacomo, the president of the New York Detectives Endowment Association. Kevin McCullough, a lot of radio still ahead. Don't go away. Hey, you have to see Larry Elder's new movie, Uncle Tom. The people in this movie share three things in common. They're courageous, they have had a life-changing experience, and they are Black Americans. Conservatives, even. These are the voices of the movie Uncle Tom. See it now at UncleTom.com. It's a story of hope and redemption. UncleTom.com.
If you're in pain, you want out of pain. Of course you do. But guess what? People you know and love would like to see you out of pain, too. Larry Elder here. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me whole families can be helped when one of the family gets out of pain. Back to having fun together, walking, hiking, traveling, or here's one, sleeping through the night without waking up your mate. Everyone wins when you get out of pain, which is exactly why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain. And after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, and even everyday living can create pain. But don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your friends and your family. They missed the old you. LOL. The 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
84 degrees. We have a mix of sun and clouds on this Monday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, Governor Cuomo's emergency executive order is affecting out-of-state travelers entering New York from COVID-19 hotspots. The order says anyone coming into the state from one of these hotspots must provide local authorities with contact information to help reinforce quarantining. He says violators are subject to tickets, a $2,000 fine, and mandatory quarantine order. He says the biggest threats facing New York right now are people not adhering to social distancing rules and the threat of infection from other states experiencing spikes. The governor is particularly concerned about Florida. An arraignment and bail hearing is set for tomorrow in New York for Jeffrey Epstein's longtime associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. The 58-year-old faces charges in Manhattan federal court accused of recruiting minors for Epstein to sexually abuse in the 1990s. The British socialite denies the charges after she was arrested earlier this month in New Hampshire. She's been jailed in Brooklyn and will appear before a judge remotely by video. This is the first week that New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission offices will be open 6 days a week. Motorists have been camping out overnight all over the state and waiting in lines for hours since last week when centers reopened for the first time since the pandemic closed them down in March. Services have been expanded to 6 days in an effort to expedite the backlog of needed transactions. Agencies will continue to be closed on Sundays. Taking a look at the traffic, if you're heading to the outbound GW Bridge, West Side Highway is going to be heavy northbound in pockets from the 90s up to the GW Bridge, but overall it is better than the east side. FDR northbound slows from the 30s up into 106th Street, southbound jammed, Williamsburg Bridge down towards the Brooklyn Bridge, and the Brooklyn Bridge is absolutely jammed heading over to the Brooklyn side. 20 minutes outbound at the Holland Lincoln Tunnel under a 5-minute wait in both directions. Slight chance of a shower or storm this evening, then mostly clear skies overnight, low 70. Sunshine tomorrow, high of 85. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
There is nothing in the data that would suggest that kids being back in school is dangerous to them. And in fact, it's more a matter of their health and well-being that they be back in school.
All right, that's Betsy DeVos over the weekend appearing on some of the Sunday shows, and her statements always seem to draw controversy. She is a tireless advocate for the educational prosperity of our young people. She gets knocked a lot because she didn't have a formal education background. But she's mirroring there a lot of what the president said last week and the week before, that he believes strongly that schools need to be open. In New York here, you have a very unique circumstance where if kids don't get to school, their parents probably won't get to work in a lot of instances. And this is presenting a lot of struggles for particularly single parent headed households. Here to discuss this and other things related to the current COVID crisis is Dr. Gina Loudon. She has not one but 3 degrees in human behavior, and she is an expert on most things related to counseling and how to help people understand what they're looking at and seeing and dealing with in their lives. And she rejoins us. She's also written the book Mad Politics, which is a very strong defense as to why President Trump needs to be reelected in November. Dr. Gina, always good to talk to you on Mondays. I know that you're a very, very powerful voice for homeschooling and home education. I was home educated, actually, for 4 of my school years pre-college.
That's why you're so smart, Kevin.
I wouldn't go that far, Dr. Gina. I wouldn't go that far at all.
I mean, you joined the ranks of Abraham Lincoln and most of our founding fathers.
That's true.
A statement.
Under quite different circumstances. And there's a little bit of a definition here. When you're talking about homeschooling, you're not advocating that the local school district dictate a curriculum that then the parents are required to join endless Zoom classes and all kinds of other things for to accommodate. When you're talking about homeschooling, your experience and your background has been that you've determined the curriculum as the parent and as the educator, and you implement your agenda, not the school district's, correct?
Power to the parents, power to the family. I just think there have to be more creative ways. Look, we for the first time in so many decades have a huge opportunity, and I believe conservatives are missing it, and I'm very upset about it. We have an opportunity to take what we have handed our children over to government to raise them,
yeah,
Kevin.
It's true.
And we have for the first time have really, I mean, is there not some more creative way than throwing them back into ivory towers for the left to make their brains to mush? Is there not some opportunity whereby we can say, hey, we'll forgive some student loan debt for university students if they want to study from home, for example, for the next year? Is there not some opportunity to say, hey, yeah, we get it. Parents need to go back to work. Let's think about some sort of private co-op where the money follows the student and the parent gets choice, and the student gets a more private style education that's better and more empowering for that student and for that family, that brings families back together instead of sticking kids in brainwashing institutions again just, yeah, so that they can get lunch and not be abused. I mean, I just think there's got to be better answers, and that we should be coming up with them while we have this really God-given opportunity that has been presented to us by the left acting like a bunch of whining children.
Well, I absolutely agree that the more the parent is involved in the child's education, the better the child does. And whether I'm dealing with parents that are in public educated scenarios, or whether their kids are going to Christian schools, or whether they are homeschooling, my admonishment to them is always, whatever they are putting into their mind, no matter where they go and get it, you're ultimately responsible for what they learn. And that is, that's, you know, I think a parent bears that responsibility. It's not a popular position to hold, but I do think that's one of the ultimate responsibilities of the parent.
It is. It's so simple, Kevin. It's fundamental. We don't warehouse our children for the government to indoctrinate them.
Right.
That is not the responsibility of a parent.
And when I came from Red State America to Blue City, New York, I realized that there are certain systems that allow those things to occur more naturally than others. And if you have a very pro freedom of choice kind of state run and municipality run sets of governments, when you're talking about government dependency to the degree that you are in New York, you can't flip the switch and force all of the working moms that are working, you know, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day just to make ends meet to become automatic homeschool parents. And I understand the pain in where people are coming from. But I do think that if we, and this was the frustration in the McCullough House, that you had three different school systems doing three sets of all these logins and remote learnings, and it was not well done. And the feedback from New York City was that the average parent had that problem as well. And I think we have to get some semblance of normal for children to survive this fall. I'll give you the last word, Dr. Gina.
No, I agree with you, but let's be creative and let's not just throw our children back to the wolves.
Good stuff. Dr. Gina, as always, thank you for your time and analysis today.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, much more straight ahead. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're anything like me, when you get that craving, you know what I'm talking about. For good Italian food, you want to eat the best of the best. And there's no place better than Michael's of Brooklyn. Located on Avenue R and Nostrand, Michael's of Brooklyn is a true neighborhood staple. Family owned and operated by Fred and his brother John. They've been in business since 1964. So stop in and experience an unforgettable meal at one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America, according to Food Network. They have set up a beautiful outdoor area to keep you safe and healthy while you eat and enjoy that delicious Michael's of Brooklyn food. It's truly homemade. And in case you were wondering, they have the only nationally sold pasta sauce cooked and packed at the source. You'll love the authentic Italian flavors of their baked penne alla vodka, stuffed artichokes, and sausage contadina. Head to Michael's and experience their authentic legacy of Italian tradition. Call 718-998-7851 and make your reservation. I guarantee they'll have you coming back for more. 718-998-7851. That's 718-998-7851.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30 on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Dan Proft explains the two different protests happening now.
One is the traditional protest by black urban dwellers about police treatment. And another is a protest being driven by the sons and daughters of 60s radicals who are underemployed. Their medieval poetry BA from Vassar only allows them to be a barista. And it's a problem.
The Dan Proft Show, weeknights at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
The news is full of stories about tech giants continuously violating privacy and restricting access to ideas they don't agree with. That's why I choose SquadPod, a private team communication and collaboration platform for any business or organization where protecting privacy, intellectual property, and free speech is key. SquadPod has all the important features of other communication and collaboration apps, but it is 100% unique in its commitment to protecting your privacy and your business. SquadPod is done to discoverable. They don't monitor or censor any of your conversations. They don't create customer profiles or use any of your content for AI training or facial recognition. They don't sell or share any of your information with anyone. Plus, they are 100% made, stored, and operated in the United States. So there's no interference from foreign entities or governments. Join me and visit squadpod.com/Prager to learn more. That's squadpod.com/Prager.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Everywhere I go, I say is it always on my road, I'm still New York.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us on Mondays. We always check in on the markets as a new week is underway, and what are the financial expectations of maybe the economy and what's going on with your money. It's why we do Money Mondays, and our exclusive title sponsor for as just about as long as we've had this segment on the air has been David Fisher and Landmark Capital, 844-604-2575, doing a great job of educating you and me every week as to what's going on in the economy and what's going on in the world around us. And David rejoins us. David, we have hit, well, we're beyond the halfway point now for the year. We've started kind of what I'm calling the back nine, and I certainly didn't putt very well on the front nine, health-wise or mental state or emotions or anything else. I mean, I just want my first half of the year back, basically. How are we tracking into the second half of the year here, and where are the markets at?
Well, the Dow year-to-date is down 8.9%. These are the close of Friday's numbers. So the S&P is down 1.8%, but the NASDAQ is totally the opposite direction at 17.5%. And gold, again, leading the charge at 18.6%. And what's happening this week is earnings. They're getting underway as we see major U.S. banks reporting the results from the past 3 months, and they're going to get some pretty bad reports that are going to come out. Looks like the projections are they're going to decline by a whopping 44.6% year over year, according to FactSet, which is the biggest decline in banks since the quarter of 2008, wow. The last quarter there. But Goldman Sachs says something completely different. They say, no, expect 60% drop in banks in QE2 in earnings per share, much worse than the census. But we are having some problems still with post-COVID-19 pandemic. Now a lot of these payments to the banks from forbearance groups, because they got a 90-day window, Kevin, where they didn't have to make payments like mortgage payments,
right,
and corporate payments and things like that. Now Wells Fargo is preparing to cut thousands of jobs. United Airlines is going to cut 36,000 employees on furlough on October 1st unless demand drastically changes. Southwest just said we're going to have three times as much demand, otherwise they're going to do a big cut. GNC filed for bankruptcy along with 24-Hour Fitness. It's probably only going to get worse from here.
Well, and that's, you know, what everybody could kind of see. The handwriting was on the wall. You shut down an economy for 18 weeks, and people that are dependent upon that economy to exist are not going to be able to continue to stay in business. So it is, it is not a welcomed sight, and certainly continued to have that impact into quarter two. As you know, I think that some people didn't fare as badly in quarter one and kind of escaped by the skin of their teeth. But quarter two was always going to be a bullseye, wasn't it, David?
Yes, we talked about that in quarter one when we get to quarter two. And now we're in that environment and the numbers are going to come out and they're going to be horrendous.
Yeah. So let's talk about what the NASDAQ is doing and seeing that is so counter to what the rest of the market is doing.
Well, it's all because of five big stocks, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, which is causing the market to soar, which that represents 25% of the NASDAQ. But if you took those stocks out of it, the market would be a dud. In essence, the big five is the ones that's causing the market to go up.
Yeah.
As much as it has, 18%, almost 17.5%. If you took those out, the numbers would be, the market would be down 10.9%. And you could have done better, you know, putting your money in an overall savings account than the index that's being somewhat manipulated, because the P/E ratio, and this is a really important point, which says how much is this stock, these stocks valued at? Are they overvalued or undervalued? It should be at 16 or 17 is what the market says. That's the normal, where a market is not overvalued. It's at 24 today. So we have some big problems moving forward, and don't expect these big increases is what analysts are saying moving forward like we saw in the last quarter.
Yeah. What about other sectors that are in financial trouble?
Well, the obvious one is banks are in trouble. The banks are reporting their reports, their earnings. So imagine just for a second, if one of those banks failed and they didn't have, because, you know, on March 26th, the Fed said you don't have to have any reserves on hand, zero reserves, which is just insane. So banks are in trouble. Corporations have been issuing debt so they don't get into trouble. The debt issuance has doubled this year in quarter two compared to quarter one. High yield insurance issuance, in other words, good paper debt, is up 61%. And what is happening, the world is drowning in debt. Government is in debt. Fed is in debt. Business is in debt. Personal debt is indebtedness. We have this, what I call the great debt bubble. And what happens is most businesses and consumers, if they tighten their belt, we'll have a horrendous problem, because 40% of families right now, Kevin, are struggling to keep their mortgage payments, are struggling to make those payments. And what is happening is, this is kind of like I don't want to be a chicken little, the sky is falling, but this is like the Titanic. The pumps are working great after they hit the Titanic hit the iceberg. And just as long as the engines can keep going, they can pump enough water to keep it out and remain afloat. We all know the story. Once it went over the unsinkable watertight compartments, then the engines were flooded with water, and then the ship sank. Well, right. It's likened unto keep pumping money into the economy. Just keep pumping it. The Fed pumps it. The government pumps it. People getting more debt, corporations' debt. At some point, that's not going to work, and we're going to have a sinking economy, and reality will take place, because for every $3 of debt being created, we only have $1 of economic growth. So that's why gold is imperative now more than ever, because that's the best environment for gold with this quantitative easing. It rose substantially, twice as much as stocks from 2008 to 2012. So get your gold right now. It broke through two major resistance level. It's in a major bull market right now, and we're going to see really high prices in gold in a short period of time, and you've never heard me say that type of sentiment.
Yeah, well, and you know the record speaks for itself, up 18% on the year, friends. If you and don't think this is too late. This is the perfect time. Start buying it now. And hedge protection of everything else that you've got invested, because it will be important. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code THEANSWER.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale. Save up to $500 when you get a king mattress for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699. And get 50% off select mattresses from our top-rated brands like Beautyrest, Serta, and Sleepy's. Shop in-store, online at MattressFirm.com, or by phone with a sleep expert for these amazing deals. Hurry in, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. Some hot buys only available online. For offer details, visit MattressFirm.com/sale.
Put leftovers in shallow containers and get them into the refrigerator as soon as possible. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year, but you can keep your family safer by chilling food promptly and properly. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here, and thank you for those of you who would say a little prayer for Alex, my producer, who is getting some medical stuff done today, and it's always a very different day when he is not with us, and my thoughts and prayers are with he and his family, and I hope that he's back with us tomorrow, per usual. He should be fine. There's just some follow-ups that the doctors needed to know. Some of you don't know this, but Alex, who has manned this show for the last 6.5 years, I believe, was born with only one leg. And so the challenge that he has in facing just getting to the station every day, much less doing a lot of the things that you and I take for granted, is a constant source of inspiration to me. And I'm grateful that we get to have him as part of the team and be here with us. But thanks to Matt Sambolin and the others that are helping make the show possible today. And if you missed any of it, go back and get the podcast, always available at SoundCloud.com and iTunes, of course. And I don't know if you were sawing. And by the way, if you're not following me on social media, please do so. I am on Parler. That's the new big one. Twitter, Instagram. Those are all at KMC Radio. If you just go at KMC Radio, you'll find Kevin McCullough on those three platforms. Facebook, slightly different. You got to do facebook.com/KMC01. But either way, you'll find us, and I hope that you'll come join us and get the podcast. We don't charge anything for it. We don't put it behind a paywall. You get everything that we do. And in fact, there's a lot of other things that you get throughout the week that don't make it to air that you also get included when you subscribe. So do that for us. Now, over the weekend, I did see a post by Rita Panahi. And Rita Panahi, this is from her post, she shot a video while driving through the burned out sections of downtown Minneapolis, Minnesota, following the George Floyd riots, following the death of George Floyd. And the reason that she posted this is because the governor of the state of Minnesota is now demanding that the taxpayers of New York State and every other state in the union come pay for the damage done to downtown Minneapolis. All the burned out buildings, all the fires that were set, all the blasted out windows and everything else. The mayor of Minneapolis is insisting that President Trump give them federal money, making you and I responsible to repair downtown Minneapolis. This is the same city that saw this happening and then told the police to stand down. Same city that saw it happening and told people not to intervene. Friends, when you choose to let yourself destroy yourself, I'm not sure that that's the responsibility of New York or New Jersey or Connecticut or Texas or Alaska. So, President Trump, please don't give Minnesota even a dime. They did it. Let them clean it up. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.